Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm a service coordinator with UPMC.
Hi,
unfortunately, I was busy figuring out what I was going to do when the recorded message ran through all the different extensions to contact. I'm calling because I have a member, and we were contacted regarding getting an authorization in for our member. Let me just find her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it took me a minute. Brenda Marshall.
Okay.
M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
Let me just pull her up. Give me 1 second.
Certainly.
I do not see her. Let me do a different search. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you want her date of birth?
M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L?
Yes.
Okay. Brenda is the first name, right?
Yes.
I do have her. I found her. Let's see what the notes.
Yeah, I received a message saying that you guys needed a new authorization. I put a new authorization in today to start on the 4th so that there will be no gap.
Okay. All right, I see that now. Okay. So you put it in. Because this one ends 3-3, so 3-4, and we should see that within 24 hours, right?
You ought to.
Yeah, because it's not
sure
in our
should.
System just yet. So as soon as it hits, we'll be able to bill out for those hours. All right, I'll let them know. Do you happen
okay,
to have an authorization number or anything?
If you want one, I can get that for you, certainly.
Yeah, that would be great, just so I can let them know that we can timesheet her.
Yeah. The authorization number is 722-7510.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Of course.
The caregiver works evenings from 4 to 12, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 12 a.m.
Yep.
Even on the weekends. Does that mean that the caregiver is not able to get there any sooner? I remember in talking with Ms. Marshall, she said her daughter works during the day. I didn't know if she's working every day like that or if...
Let me see. I mean, she's been on for a while, so those notes are high up.
Okay.
Let me see. How many hours does she have? Like, is she using all the hours that way?
Well, it's
hours,
it's
yeah.
Looking... And when I look at HHA, it looks like there's 56 hours that she is using. I just didn't know maybe on the weekends that her daughter could go there in the daytime.
Yeah, I'll add a note for the coordinator to speak with them about the schedule and see if there's any way to accommodate daytime hours, at least on the weekends.
Okay.
All right.
That's not what Ms. Marshall said. Ms. Marshall said that she needs help at night because she gets tired and she's not able to do that stuff. I was just wondering if, like...
Mm-hmm.
No.
To be honest with you, we don't really ask when it's a family caregiver, like, about scheduling. It's just they send us the schedule, and, you know, that's what they work. So it's really up to the patient and the caregiver to come up with the schedule. So if that's what they gave us, we didn't even ask, like, why, you know?
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. I was
just
trying to think ahead and think maybe that, you know, maybe she could use service like on a Saturday to get her out in the sunshine and things like that. But that's okay.
All right.
That's
well,
not my issue. It's what she
needs.
Yeah,
exactly. So just I guess if she ever has more hours or needs a caregiver, let us know and we'll find somebody who's able to to take her out into the community and stuff, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to let you know the authorization
yes.
is in there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now.